My name is Brian Dersom. I'm director and chief curator at the Low Art Museum, University of Miami. This one is extremely interesting because we know who this purchased this. A very famous collector and scholar in Beijing found this in the market in 1823. So the painting certainly dates to prior to 1823. We don't know how old it is, but he was convinced this was by the Ming artist Wen Zhengming. Why? Because 6 colophons on here. One of them is actually by his son, Wen Peng. One is by a close friend, Liu Shidao. Another one by Wen Jia, his son. And there's this one, I think, is by him, by Wen Zhengming. And this is by two other, Peng Nian is another close student. It turned out that this was not a painting by Wen Zhengming necessarily, but possibly a collaborative painting, which Chinese did do. They would gather for a party and someone would throw out an idea. In this case, it had to do with swallows and pear blossoms. And so somebody comes up with a theme and they start to paint. And, you know, somebody will paint the line in and somebody will come along and paint the birds in. And so it has a kind of awkwardness to it because of that. So that came to mind when that was told to me. I said, well, it's possible it could really be real. Although one of my colleagues at Sackler, who's now retired, Fushan, he never actually examined the painting. I sent him a picture of it in the 1980s. But he told me, he said, you know, I think maybe some of the colophons are genuine, but he said, I don't think that's possible. It's not by Wen Zhengming. Well, the person who bought this was convinced. He was convinced this was by Wen Zhengming. And his colophon is, I think, in here. And when he bought it, he brought it home. He was very excited about it. He clearly didn't buy it mounted. He probably just bought the painting because the mounting was added in 1823. We know that. He had it mounted because the earliest colophon on here is his. So either he had it remounted or, you know, he had it newly mounted. So he showed it to this friend of his. He didn't identify who the friend was, who scoffed, said, this is obviously a fake. This is, it's clumsy. It can't have been done by him and blah, 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 blah. It went on and on. The guy got so pissed off that he essentially went out to all his friends, brought them all in over a period of about 40 years, and had them write supportive colophons on the painting, indicating that they felt this painting was correct. That's what all those are. We translated every one of them, plus the seals. And these are the latest ones. These date from 1859 to 1865. So we don't know after 1865 whether the guy died, but there are no more colophons that appear. We know the birth date, but he was born in 1802, because he was 21 when he bought the painting in 1823. And so that's what makes it so difficult. You come back and you say, well, it's Wen Zhengming. It's signed Wen Zhengming. It's got his seals on it. It's got to be real. No, it doesn't got to be real at all. Those seals, there are lots of Wen Zhengming seals that have survived. So someone could buy a Wen Zhengming seal and stamp it. And if you're very careful, what they used to do also is like a tissue paper overlay, and then they'd simply copy the painting or copy the signatures.